Hallelujah. Amen. I love and good to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. Yes.
I won't press. I ain't go press.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, our God is a faithful God. You know, whether you say it or not, he's a faithful God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, he said, we don't praise him. He can raise us to praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's our God. The one that never fails. So I really want to thank him for life. Thank you for being the leader of our head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the tip for this month is actually a new thing. A new thing. Somebody say a new thing.
A new thing.
You know, just talk to yourself and say, God, we do a new thing in my life.
That's
I'm so sorry about this. Yes, you did. By next Sunday, we have been completed. And we've done it, but we've not completed it. So that's what we're having. We didn't start on time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hope you're not speaking like me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, but God, thank you so much. So the Lord will do a new thing in our lives. In my life, he will do in your life. That part is amazing. The one that never fails us. You know, when we read that book, you know, our brother Bruce read that book for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 43 from, the theme is taken from Isaiah 43. 18 to 19. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's read it. Let's just read that. Go read the beginning. 21. Hallelujah. So remember ye not the former things. Never consider the things of old. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord does a new thing in our lives, what happens? The things of old. It's just testimony. Hallelujah. You won't remember that. You know, because you will see the things, the blessings that the Lord has given to you. That's what you remember. Praise the Lord. See, the former things will be gone because the Lord has blessed you, because your people is full, because you're blessed, because you're fruitful. Hallelujah. Because doors are opened. So you don't need to remember the former days where you were shamed. You don't need to remember the former days where there was no food. You don't need to remember the former days where you did not have money to get the things that you wanted to buy. Hallelujah. You don't need to remember the former days where you were weeping or mourning. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. He said, it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? You will definitely know. Because the difference is always clear, right? When you see Sprite and Coca-Cola, the difference is clear, right? The difference is always clear. When they bring the Coca-Cola to you, and somebody deceives you, oh, that's right. You're going to say, are you okay? Because this is Coca-Cola. I know the difference. So the difference is always clear. When the Lord blesses you, there's a difference from where you're coming from. Hallelujah. You know, because, you know, I always say that where God is taking me to is greater than where he brought me from.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. He said, people, I will do a new thing. Now you shall speak for. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That wilderness of our life, the Lord, we do what? Hallelujah. We give what? Waters in that wilderness. And even in the desert, he will give us what? Water. We still bring grass in the desert.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the desert of our life, the Lord will cause, you know, bring grass to spring forth because of water, they will be watered.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every fruitful ground will become fruitful in the name of Jesus. So that is our God, the one that never failed, the one that has never changed. As he said it, that he will not do it. When he was talking to Abraham in Genesis 17, he told Abraham that he was going to do what? Bless him. Not just bless him, but bless his generation, his seed. Hallelujah. And that is what we are enjoying today, even though sometimes things happen to us, but God told him that I will do a new thing. A new thing. So when we're talking about the new thing, we're talking about the blessings. Hallelujah. The new thing God is doing is bringing blessings and a new path ahead for his people. Hallelujah. Where they say there is no way forward, God is saying there is a way. Because of that new thing that he will do. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we're in a situation where we don't even understand, but God understands everything. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think that God cannot do it, but God can do it. But we must be what? Focus. Hallelujah. We must be what? Focus. Because that new thing that the Lord is about to do is the blessings of God that will unfold in our lives. The promise that he has promised Abraham, those are the things that God will unfold in our lives. Praise the Lord. That is the new thing that he will do in our lives. To unfold those blessings, those promises that he has promised us, that he has promised our father, that he has promised Abraham, they will begin to unfold in our lives. They will begin to manifest in our lives. Amen. And we will see it and recognize that indeed the hand of God is upon our life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So tell somebody, God is about to do a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I believe that God's about to bring you thing. You know, we have those testimonies of greater things are coming in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe that when Sankoma was going to tell the landlord, he was confused and said, am I sure? What do I see? Sometimes you don't even know what to see. But when you say God does it, praise the Lord. How God did it, she doesn't even know. But God did it anyway. Praise the Lord. That's how God works. Hallelujah. It does not need our permission. It does not need our idea. When he wants to do it, he will just do it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you add 1 + 1, in our own, it's 2. But in his own, it can be 1. Hallelujah. It can be 100 when he blesses. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, let's look at Isaiah 65, verse 17. Hallelujah. We're going to read Isaiah 65, verse 17. You know, when it says 65, it says, look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and no one will even think about the old ones anymore. And that's the truth. When God speaks, he's telling us of the things that we are going to experience. Because God does not change. He has never changed in his ways. He remains the same God. The one that fulfills purpose. Hallelujah. You know, then you will remember that no more. And I'm believing God that somebody will forget about those pains in the name of Jesus. Somebody will forget about those shames in the name of Jesus. That thing that has caused you to be ashamed. That thing that has caused people to look at you and say, what can come out of this? God is going to do a new thing that will move you out of that. And the same people that have looked down, they'll be the one to spread you the news of your blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Malachi 4:2. So I want us to know that when God says he's going to do a new thing, it's because he wants to manifest his glory upon our lives. He wants to manifest his goodness upon our lives. He knows where we are. He knows what we are going through. He knows where we are now. He knows where you have been. And he knows where he's taking you to. He knows the promise that he has promised you. He knows the promise that he has promised us. The one that will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. He said, but for you who fear my name, the Son of the Righteous will rise with healing in his face, and you will go free leaping with joy like cows let out to pasture. Hallelujah. Thanks. I don't know if some of you, you know, I've seen that when a lamb or a sheep is let out of, even a goat, left out of the barn where they are, and they are left to go out for pastures to go and eat. They run out so, you know, they can hit anybody. Why? Because they're excited, they've seen food. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says that, say, but for you who fear my name, the Son of the Righteous will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy, like calves let out of the pasture. That's how we are going to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is somebody believing God for that? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and let's look at Deuteronomy 7:9. Deuteronomy 7:9. Then we're going to read that book of Isaiah 43 from 1 to that 21. Let's look at Deuteronomy 7:9. Understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. He's the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Who love him and obey his command. You know, I want you to understand that God is not a wicked God. Whatever he says, he will do. He's the God that keepeth what? His command, his covenant with us. That covenant with Abraham, that covenant that he made with his Lord, with his the blood of Jesus. That covenant is still there. Hallelujah. That he never leave us nor forsake us. That, you know, if it be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. It is that thing that the Lord wants to unleash upon us. It is that thing that God wants to manifest in our lives in the name of Jesus. Because we're, as Christians, we are telling God, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, this one. But he said, the Christian, look at what is going on. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because our God is a great God. When we are fervent in service, God will not let us be ashamed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, he said, but now, just said the Lord that created the O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. He says, you fear not. Fear not, he has called you by thy name. He formed you. He formed me. He knows me by my name. He said, when thou passest through the waters, he said, I will be with thee. When we pass it through the water, sometimes you're passing through the water might not be a river that's going to drown you. It might be some circumstances. It might be some storms that will come your way. But he said that they will not drown you in the name of Jesus. He said, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Amen. Hallelujah. We can walk through the fire, we shall not be burnt in the name of Jesus. Never shall the flame, go ahead, kindle upon thee in the name of Jesus. You know, last week Sunday, I want to thank God for the women's program. Hallelujah. The women choir, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I saw some that they were quite different. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I saw her in a different dimension. Because when I saw her singing the last time, it was not just singing. Praise the Lord. You know, at that time, she wasn't going to look at anybody. Because the Spirit of God was upon her at that time. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for her. Thank God for the choir. Thank God for the women leader. The women, thank you very much. God bless you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Our guest himself was very impressed. Praise the Lord.
They
kept talking about it. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, there's nothing that God cannot do. The one that does everything. Last week I was actually here, I rented a vehicle and I didn't look at it. Normally, you know, they would tell you that the vehicle had debt or something, but this one I didn't look at because I know they written it there. When I got here, in front of the church, I saw that the vehicle had an accident, and part of it, the bumper was broken. And it was my husband that saw it. I said, look at the car that you rented. As he came out, don't drop in front of the church. He said, look at the car that you rented. Look at this. So I took pictures to follow them. I think I'm taking that part to investigating. But just to ask God, what? Because if I drive home back later, they're going to say, oh, you did it, you caused it. have to pay for it. I said, no, I'm not. So I called and called what they did. I just said, okay, you know what? I'll just forget about it and just attend service. After the service, we found. Because if I'm there, I'm probably there, not answering. That would kind of make me not to be in the service. But he said, let's just leave it. When I finish, then I'll call. As soon as I finish, I just called them. I said, I don't even know what to do. And the guy said, go there and let them exchange it for you. So I went there. And they actually, I know, said, look at the part that I said that we destroyed. He said, no, don't worry about that. Just give me. So I just give God all the glory. You know, sometimes, you know, it's good for us as Christians to hold on to God. There is nothing that God cannot do. Praise the Lord. There is nothing. In Deuteronomy 7:9 says, you know, that we should do what? The righteous, we should not be afraid. We should trust in our God. If you trust, want to trust God, trust God. God will not make you ashamed. He will put words in your mouth to speak that will favor you. Hallelujah. He's the one that will go before us. The one that says, if you pass through the water, I will be there. Hallelujah. He will definitely be there. You know, understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He's the faithful God who keeps his covenant. That's why he will always act on your behalf. He will act on my behalf. Right. He's always got my back. Tell somebody, God has always got my back. And that's the truth. He has got your back. Hallelujah. So let's go to where we are. Isaiah 43. Praise the Lord. You know, this thing God revealed to Isaiah. He said, I'm the Lord, thy God, the only one of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Ethiopia and Seba for thee. He gave Egypt for their ransom. Hallelujah. He delivered them from slavery. He delivered them from famine and delivered them from slavery. Hallelujah. But that's the promise that he had with Abraham. And that is the same promise that he has with us. That's why he will do a new thing. Even when we are going through some things. Hallelujah. I'll tell you that we have a lot to do in this area. Hallelujah. We have a lot. When we see things, I saw something this morning. The other time I step up with our way, right? And from Renda, I saw that. Pastor, I saw some things. That was strange. But we saw it today again. Hallelujah. Where we were before, we thank God that we didn't see, you know, when they say that every area has their own, have their own stronghold of power, darkness. This one is another level. Praise the Lord. So I believe God that God will do a new thing in this community in the name of Jesus. The Lord that helped us there. Because can you imagine that principal children were coming and clap? Brothers are sleeping in front of the church and taking. You know, understand what I'm saying? Well, God helped us there. The Lord will still help us here. It's not about them just living here, but that they will give their life to Christ. You know, because they are being controlled by the power of darkness. And we are going to pray and we are going to walk together. Praise the Lord. Because God has planted us here for a purpose. When God plants you anywhere, there's a purpose why he planted you there. Hallelujah. There's a purpose. I'm sure if they are told her that she would go when she was young, she would say, no, I won't travel out. I'll be here. But God knew that she was going to go and she was going to come back here. Praise the Lord. You know, because there's something that God wants to do to her there. There's an experience that God wants to use, you know, in that place that she has gone to lift her in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we might not understand where we are, but God knows that in that place where you are, God is taking you somewhere in the name of Jesus. That's why he will do a new thing, to fulfill that purpose. Hallelujah. He says, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. You know, I want us to, you know, when we go back, we read this scripture very well. Thou hast been honorable and I have loved thee. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Hallelujah. He said, we give men for thee and people for their life. Hallelujah. That means that he will make the way where there is no way. Why is it that people, why is it that you do not have help? God will cause men to be there. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we have problems with status, we have problems with certain things, but God said he will cause men to be there for you in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from east and gather thee from the west. Praise the Lord. He scattered them. But he said he's going to bring them back. Hallelujah. We pray for our seed today, our children, that they will not stray from the kingdom in the name of Jesus. They will not stray from the kingdom in the name of, they will not be blocked out from the kingdom in the name of Jesus. He said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Hallelujah. You will no longer scatter us, you know. The problem of, oh, how am I going to make it? How am I going to do this? Where are we doing this in the name of Jesus? He said, we say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. Hallelujah. I have formed him, yet I have made him. He has made us, he has formed us for a purpose. That purpose be established in the name of Jesus. For the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Go ahead, please. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. Hallelujah. And let them hear and say it. It is true. Praise the Lord. You know, what the Lord is going to do, you know, there's evidence that, oh, something happened. This is where I was. Hallelujah. But with what the Lord is going to do, then you will say, indeed, I can testify that indeed God is good. Because of war, where the Lord brought me from, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Reverend Daddy was testified that, yes, he was thanking God for his 5 years here. Because he knows where God has brought him. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows where he is now. And he knows where God is taking him. Because where God is taking him to is greater than where he is right now. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he's the only one that can testify of God's goodness. You are the only one that can testify of God's goodness. Because you know where you're coming from. You know the former thing that you have gone through. Hallelujah. God's about to turn that thing around in the name of Jesus. See, here my witness, here the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that he may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no word formed, neither shall there be. Praise the Lord. You know, the good things that happened to us, whatever, God knows about them, and we are witness. Our life is a testimony of him. Our life shows his glory. Our life shows who he is. Our life testify of his power. Our life testify of his goodness. Our life testify of his mercy. Hallelujah. Why will he not do a new thing? Why will he not fulfill the purpose? The covenant working God. Hallelujah. Because our life, he comes for that purpose. So our life is a testimony. That's why he's going to do a new thing. For us to testify of his goodness, for people to know that indeed there is a God. Hallelujah. There is a God that saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Did I finish it? I'm going to read Deuteronomy 28. You're going to pause there, right? Let's look at Deuteronomy 28:1. And we're going to look at Isaiah 26, verse 2. Hallelujah. So one thing I want us to know, the reason why God will do a new thing, because of his promise to Abraham. Hallelujah. Because of his promise to Abraham, the covenant. He said, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his command that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. Praise the Lord. The Lord will set you high. Hallelujah. You know, if you fully obey the Lord, I'm believing God that we are going to obey the word of God in the name of Jesus. And do his will in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't know. I was thinking the other day, I said, where God brought me from. I don't know if you have sat down by yourself, you start weeping. I started thinking, I said, God, who am I? Some of you don't understand some things. When certain things happen, that I'm the carpenter. When certain things happen to me, I just say, God, who am I? Because even though we believe God the right prayer points, but when God affects certain things, sometimes we do not remember. Praise the Lord. But God is saying that this meeting you will know. You will know. Hallelujah. When God's favor is with you, I'm telling you, the sky is your limit. That work that they are saying is difficult, you will make a way. That job that they are saying is difficult to get, God will open doors in the name of Jesus. And I look by myself in my job, I just said, well, when somebody was introducing me, when I said, this is my, this is my boss, he struck me. I'll just say, oh my God, the white man, he just said, this is my boss. Went to a meeting and he said, this is my boss. Something touched my life. I said, God, it is you that has spoken. It's not because of qualification, forget about that. It's not about qualification. When God wants to favor you, when God wants to lift you up, that is not the yardstick he uses to measure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he has promised it, he will do it.
Amen.
Let's just remain faithful. Praise the Lord. Let's remain faithful. God is going to do it. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. Hallelujah. He will do it. He will do it. In his own time, he will do it. And I want you to believe, God, that the time to do it is now. The time to do it is now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect. But one thing that I know that most of the time, sometimes I just, sometimes something, you know, I was telling my others, I didn't sleep at all last night. Not because I was troubled about anything, but because God wanted me to be. Sometimes we're in a situation where we cannot. God is telling us, do this. Brethren, have you put yourself in that position where God will tell you? When you do something or you say something and you say, that thing that you said is wrong. Why did you do that? I've been in that position. Why would you say that? What maybe we say to myself, I'm saying, you're a pastor, why did you do that? To some people, it might not be anything, but to God, God is saying, why did you do that? For myself, you did it. But God is saying, why did you do that? We put ourselves in that position where God will do what he wants to do, surrendering ourselves to him. Hallelujah. Well, it's very easy for you to walk with God. God never leaves us, he will never fail us. Hallelujah. There's times that God will speak where you don't even need anybody. Sometimes you don't need to be sitting there, kneeling down, praying. You don't need to be in an isolated place. You might be in the midst of people and God is speaking to you. Because God is about to watch out. God is about to do that thing. Brethren, let us surrender ourselves to him. Let us surrender ourselves. Because it seems that if we truly obey, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm walking towards that. Praise the Lord. By his grace, not by power, not by might. You know, by power and might, we cannot do that. I cannot do it. But by his grace, by surrendering and saying, God, help me. I cannot do it by myself. God, help me. I cannot. Amen. I cannot do it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take much of our time today. I want us to read the book of we're going to Isaiah 40, verse 31. So our mindset needs to change. And allow God to help us. Because sometimes we think that we know too much. Sometimes we want to help God. Allow God to do it. When God is speaking to you, listen. You know, when I hear something, I say, why did you say that? Why would you say that? You know, you can even say, what that is. Nobody's complaining. But God is telling me, why should I do that? Should I listen to God or listen to him? I should listen to God. Because he's telling me, because the blessing that's about to unfold is greater than where I am standing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Hallelujah. New strength to stand the test of time. New strength to overcome. New strength to be where God has called you to be. Hallelujah. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. It's not easy. Hallelujah. To even be a Christian is not easy. We need the grace. We need the strength of God to overcome. We need the strength. Because every day there are so many things. If it's not the children, it might be my personal life, it might be marriage, it might be my finance, it might be the job. Hallelujah. For the Lord will renew our strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said they will soar high wings like eagles. They will be born and not go away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please do not sit in the crowd. God has called you because he wants to shoot you forth. He wants your glory to arise. He wants our glory to arise. He wants your glory to arise. Do not sit in the fence. Do not sit in the fence. When you sit in the fence, you are nowhere because you are neither here nor there. Hallelujah. Say, but those who trust the Lord. The Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 89, verse 34. Psalm 89, verse 34. So, brethren, the Lord is waiting to do a new thing. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to do a new thing. Have a mindset of God. Have a mindset that is true. A mind of surrender. Hallelujah. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word I said. That is God. We must have, learn to have a mindset of God. A mindset to please him. A mindset to surrender. A mindset to do the will of God. A mindset. Surrendering yourself to be used. We're going to read this, the last verse, the Numbers 23, verse 19, and we're going to pray. I have 3 minutes. We know life will be down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we all know the scripture, Numbers 23, 19. Numbers 23:19. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Praise the Lord. When we say does not change his mind, some people are saying, why did God say that he would never leave us or forsake us, but we are still going through this thing. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that, you know, sometimes we read only the first part that, he will do anything, but the word that says, obey my word, to my will, we leave that aside. It's not a man that should lie. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you obey me, then these things will happen. So let us hold on to what he said, the obedience, surrendering ourselves. Have a mindset of surrendering, have a mindset of doing his will, have a mindset of understanding him, finding him in his word. You got to find God in his word. Hallelujah. Don't read your Bible only on Sunday when they say open it. Hallelujah. So it does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Hallelujah. He has not. So I'm going to round up by saying a new thing is God establishing his promise in our lives. A new thing is God manifesting his power in our lives. A new thing is God showing forth his glory for men to see. Hallelujah. Because you are not created for yourself. You are created for others to see.
Him.
Please, let's rise on our feet. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory.
We give you honor. We thank you for where you brought us from. We thank you for where we are now. We thank you for where you are taking us to. Because where you are taking us to is greater than where you brought us from. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to pray this morning. Because our God has been faithful. He has never failed. I want us to pray concerning our lives. First, I want us to pray. Then, with our fellowship, we will pray that the Lord will forgive us in the name of Jesus. Then, with our fellowship, Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we have heard your words this morning, Lord. We want to pray for divine favor. In the name of Jesus. Because with favor upon our life, this new thing will be seen in the name of Jesus. We want to pray. Let's open our mouth and say, that Father, let your uncommon favor surround me as a shield in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Let your uncommon favor surround me. Your divine, let it surround me as a shield in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you all the glory. Begin to open your mouth again. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We want to pray that this new one that we have entered, that the Lord will cause our lines to fall in pleasant places. Begin to open your mouth. The Lord will cause my line to fall in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will cause my line to fall in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, your Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end, Lord. Father, cause my line to fall in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus. Father, this new month, O Lord, cause my life to fall in pleasant places. Begin to prophesy upon yourself, prophesy upon your family, prophesy upon your children, in the name of Jesus. Our life to fall in pleasant places. Concerning those church, in the name of Jesus. Concerning this neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of the enemy, Father, you will destroy in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord. Every stronghold of the enemy, in this community, Father, you will destroy. Every stronghold of the enemy, in our community, where we live, Father, you will destroy the name of Jesus. Your peace will reign in them. In this community, Lord, you will cause men to acknowledge. You will cause men to acknowledge you. Because, oh God, you have planted us here. You have planted us here. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Many, I don't know if there's anyone that has not given their life to Christ or anyone that wants to. Say, Father, you know, this time I want to surrender my life to you. If there's anyone, you can raise your hand. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. If there's no one, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, for the new thing that you do in our lives and the name of you. In the course of this week, in the course of this month, in the course of this year, remaining part of the year, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, your goodness and mercy, Lord, you go before us wherever we enter in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is for us as a shield in the name of Jesus. We will not commit to no more in the name of Jesus. We shall not have any false regrets being a Christian in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Let testimony abound in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we will never be found at the wrong place in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, strength will not find us. Evil will not come to us. Storms that we pray will not consume us in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, the weather will work for us, we will not work against us.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Men that are needs to be healed, Father, heal them with them. You are found in Gilead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you.